We got the coldness. Let's go. Let's warm it up. Let's warm it up at the table. You ready? Let's go. I guess guys will check, right? They'll check. Let's go. Ready? It's much cooler in here, yeah? Let's go. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
Is this broadcasting?
No. Yeah. Well, I guess they'll see, no? How hard is it to check, no? No? Assume everyone will check, yeah. No, don't go right on the board. That's all right. Let's go. You guys gonna have over there today. Okay? 519. Sorry. Okay, let's go. You guys, let's begin. Okay, first thing is first. Okay, Ben, you got it there?
Yeah.
Okay, first thing is first. We got a lot to do, guys. Let's go. Let's get it down. First thing I want to start off is with the Mabit. The Mabit says, in the Mabit writes in the Beis Elokim Shar Tshuva Pirik Yud, the Mabit writes like this. Let's get it down, okay? First of all, the earnings of a girl that works go to who? Go to the father. That's when she's a ketana. What about when she's a nara? Yes, even when she's a nara, even though she's bas mitzvah, it goes to the father. Because a ketana, you don't need a pasuk for that. That's the davar pashut. He can sell her. Yeah? Okay, let's get it. You got me, Yaakov? And there's a ketana, the earnings go to who? Okay, the earnings go to who? Who do the earnings go to? The earnings go to who? The father when she's a ketana. What about when she's a nara? It also goes to the father. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. Okay? The chiddush of the pasuk is when we say v'chiyim korishas bitul ama, the chiddush of the pasuk is what? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that not only do the earnings of the ketana go to the father, but they also of the anara. Okay. So I want to just, the first thing I want to tell you is the Mabit. The Mabit writes the following. Why is it that a father can sell a what? Why is it that a father can sell a what? Can sell a girl, but he can't sell a son. Why can a father sell the girl and not the son? What's the answer? The answer is as follows. When a girl grows up and gets married, her kibud avim is diminished. Why is it diminished? Because she's married. So therefore, she doesn't have the same obligation of kibud avim because she's got to be with her husband. However, a son's kibud avim never gets diminished forever and ever. Therefore, it's kind of like the father's ripped off a little bit. So because of that, to make up for it, what do? The father can sell the son and he gets money for it. You got it? That's the theory of the Mabit. The father can sell the daughter because he gets ripped off a little bit because the kibud avim of the daughter is diminished a little bit. Because once she gets married, she doesn't have the same obligation to mechaber her father. Because the husband is what? She's got to be kafuf to her husband. However, the son, it's never diminished. So he doesn't have a right to sell a son. But he has a right to sell the daughter until she's a what? Until she's a nara. You got that, Adam? Please get it down. Want to say it one more time? I'll say it one more time. Why does a father have the right to sell his daughter, not his son, not his son? Because when the daughter eventually gets married, her kibud avim is diminished. Because she's married to the husband. She's kafuf to the husband. So therefore, in a sense, the father's ripped off. So the Torah gives the privilege of the father to sell the son. However, when it comes to what? However, when it comes to the halacha of, when it comes to the halacha of a what? Of a son, the kibud avim, the son never gets diminished. Since it never gets diminished, the father never has the right to sell the son. Doesn't need to be compensated for it. Okay, Simi, you got it? That's the first chiddush. The Mabit writes this in what? In the Sefer Beis Elokim Shar HaTshuva Perek Yud. He says in Shar HaTshuva Perek Yud. He says it explicitly. Okay, that's the first Nakuda I wanted to get. Number two Nakuda, let's get it. Second Nakuda, you with me? Second Nakuda is, look in the Taisus on Gimel and Beis. Look in the Taisus on Gimel and Beis on the bottom. Just, I want to point out the following, with the last three lines. We did it yesterday in Shir. You got your Gemara? You got your Gemara? V'achachikamer. Okay, look on, v'achachikamer. What's the last three lines of the Gemara said, of the Taisus said? V'achachikamer. Because I want to make sure we elucidate it, okay? Go ahead, David. V'hacha hachikamer. Three lines on the bottom. Go ahead. V'hacha hachikamer. Go ahead. We should learn it from what? We should learn what from Bo Shebegam?
That it's from that the money belongs to the father.
You got it, Avi, there? You got in the last three lines of the Taisus, okay? You look on, Lamaisa. So what does this mean? On Gimel Amud Beis. We always got to make sure we bring the Gemaras, okay? What did it say in Gimel Amud Beis? On the Taisus. What's V'hach Achi Kamar mean? Read again, David. V'hach Achi Kamar. Chitem and not what? Learn what from Boshe Begam? Learn what from Boshe Begam?
That it goes to the father.
Oh, learn what from Boshe Begam? That Kedushin Adei Aviyah, the Kedushin that she mirrors off herself, goes to the father. Learn that from Boshe Begam. Why is that? Kivadai, go ahead. Why? Why can't you go Kedushin, Kedushin, straight up? What do I mean Kedushin, Kedushin, straight up? Why don't you learn Kedusha Nara that the father mirrors her off and gets the money, and let that be the marker for if she mirrors herself off, the father gets the money. That's what it means straight up. Kivadim Kedusha, that you can't learn out. Why? She'elu what?
She'elu al yada legamri.
Because she's on her own. Elu al yada legamri. She's on her own there. So if she's on her own, Lamai, so you can't learn something al yada from what? You can't learn something al yada from what? From something that's not al yada. So therefore, what do? You have to go back to the train. Go ahead, Avamitchila. Because the rapist caused the what? Caused that, the embarrassment. It wasn't Al-Yada. V'yaliflo what? Which is also not Al-Yada. That it both goes to the father. The Boshe Begam goes to the father. We learn that out from Kedushin that what? That Kedushin Aviyah goes to the father. Ubasar Achi. Then we learn our Mashal Yada, which is her Kedushin Atzma from Einal Yada. What's Einal Yada? Einal Yidei Aviyah? From Boshe Begam, which was not through her, which was not through her father, and the father got it. So to Kedushin Atzma. Is Kedushin Atzma through the father? Yes or no? No. Kedushin Atzma not through the father, and therefore it goes to the father at the end of the day. So please get this down. Let's say it outside. At the end of the day, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, I want to develop the train. Kedushin Nara to Boshe Begam to Kedushin Nara where she's Mekadosh herself. Kedushin Nara, the father does it. Boshe Begam where the father gets it. And then Kedushin where she's Mekadosh herself and the father gets it. Yes? So how does the train work? What do you need that train for? What do you need the middle step? Why can't you learn Kedushin that the father marries off from where she's Mekadosh herself? Straight up. Skip the middle point. What's the answer? Because Kedushin Alvi is not through her. Kedushin Atzma is through her. So they're not similar. You got me? Yes, Yosef? You got it? So what is correct? What is the correct train? What's the correct train? What's the correct train, guys? The correct train is what? Kedusha, where the father mirrors her off, and she's a what? She's a Nara, and the father gets it. Yes? We learned that. That's the marker for Boshe Begam, where the father didn't cause it, and the girl didn't cause it, and therefore he what? And therefore he gets it. He gets the money, the father. And that's the marker for what? Where she's Mekadosh herself, where the father what didn't cause it, who gets the money? The father, just like the father didn't cause the Boshe Begam. Therefore, that's the chain of Tosfos. That's the train of Tosfos. Ever got that clear? That's the Tosfos at the end of the day. See, I didn't emphasize it yesterday when we did the end of the Tosfos. I didn't emphasize, Lake and Lemuth, you can't learn Kedushin from Kedushin. You need the middle step. And the middle step is what? Ain't I what? Ain't I yaday what? Aviyah. It wasn't a. It was Einal de Avia. You learn Boshe Begam. She Einal Yada. Boshe Begam wasn't from her. It's through the onus, you learn from Kedusha Avia, which also not from her. The father married her off, and then you also have to analyze. Well, Boshe Begam also. The father didn't do it, so you can learn that out also when she's Mekadosh herself. The father didn't do it, and he still gets the money. You got the chain and the train. You got it. Okay. We don't need to write it on the board, right? Okay. We want me to say it one more time, and we got it. You can't learn Kedushin Avi from itself. Avi, you want me to say it outside? You got it? Okay. That's the second Mahalik I want you to get. First was the Mabit. The second is the beer and Tosfos. Number three. Let's go, guys. Number three. Okay? Third Kiddush I want you to get. There is a Machloikis Rambam Ravid. Please get it. Let's get it down. Machloikis Rambam Ravid. Unbelievable, guys. Machloikis Rambam Ravid. What is the Machlokes Rambam Ravid? The Machlokes Rambam Ravid runs as follows. I want you to get this. God forbid, when a woman is raped, there are multiple damages. Have you heard of Nezik Tsar Ripui Shevis Uboshes? Nezik is damages. Shevis is unemployment compensation. Ripui is medical bills. Boshes is embarrassment. And Tsar is pain. Now, one of the differences we didn't mention yesterday between onus and mafata, rape and seduction, is the element of tsar, pain. In rape, there's tsar, God forbid, from the woman, and in seduction, there is not. There is a dispute that arises between the man and the woman. He agrees that everyone agrees they were together. He claims it was a pitui, it was a seduction. She claims it was a rape. What's a nafkamina? Whether there's tsar or not. The nafkamina is whether there is tsar. So the Rambam writes, I want you to get this down. I gave it to you in the Maror Mekoymus. The Rambam Hilchos Nara Besula Pirik Beis Halach Yud Gimel. The Rambam writes, this dispute causes a shvua of motive and mixas. Okay? He is chayiv to pay motive and mixas. The Rambam says, chayiv motive and mixas. Rambam says, you're chayiv a shvua, and you are chayiv moda b'mixas. Okay? Does anyone know what moda b'mixas is? I'm toveya from you $100, Yonah. Yonah admits to 50. He has to take a shvua on the other 50. That's ki huzeh. That's the same case here. Let's say the tsar was $100 or whatever it was. She's claiming for the total package, $200. He says, you know, I only have to pay $150 because it was a seduction. It was not a rape. What'd you say?
What's
partial. You admit to partial of chiyuvavi. So according to Rambam, you're chayiv a shvua in this case because the husband claims it was mafata, and she claims that it was an onus. You write that down. The man claims mafata, she claims a rape, and therefore she wants the tsar. The Ravid argues and says, no way, it's not a motive to mix us. Why is it not a motive to mix us? What does the Ravid say? What's the lashon of the Ravid? The tatashlumen is not hers. It's not her tfiyah to mechayev shvua. What's the lashon of the Ravid? What's the lashon of the Ravid? Lashon is? Lashon of the Ravid, what's the lashon? The Ravid says the tashlumen is not hers. You're not chayev shvua, eino chayev shvua, because the tashlumen is eino shelah. The tashlumen is not what? It's not hers. You got me? Whose is it? Timmy, whose is it? The father's. Exactly. So says the Rav's grandfather. Who is the Rav's grandfather? Reb Chaim. He writes in the Sefer on the Rambam, Rabbeinu Chidusha, Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi. He says, you know what the machlokas is? What is the nature of the chiyuv of boshes of begam? Is boshes of begam? What is boshes of begam? Does it go to the what? Does it go to the daughter and go then from the daughter to the father? Or does it go directly to who? Directly to the father. That's the machloikis, guys. Please get it down. According to the Rambam, the requirement, according to the Rambam, the ikar chiyuv of boshes begam, it goes to the daughter and the father zocha. Therefore, her claims is machayev shvua. Because she claims that she was raped, she gets a sar too. Okay? Chayev l'rak al boshes begam. He's chayiv the shvua motive mixes al demei what? Al demei atzar. Okay? Because the rape is mechayiv the tsar, besides for boshes begam. You follow me? So the question is, I want you to get it down. Let's just write it. According to the Rambam, what happens? Goes to the bat, chiyuv, labat, va'az, la'av. According to the Ravid, how does it work? You know how they say in Eretz Yisrael, yashar, yashar, yashar? It's yashar la'av. Yashar la'av. You know, you're looking for directions. He says, yashar, yashar, yashar. The nature of the chiyuv goes directly to the father. So I don't call this a motive to mix us. Because you know what? It's not her claim. Don't tell me that he's motive to the onus, the ma'anus is motive to the father, not to the girl. And that's how Reb Chaim is mazbe this chiyuv. Okay? You got this? That's the chiddush I want you to get. It's an amazing pshat. And the Rambam is l'shitoso. Please get this. If you look at the very next halacha, he says the father zocha b'knas v'boshem gam mishum kol shvach n'urim shalom. What do you mean kol shvach n'urim shalom? What does kol shvach n'urim shalom mean? Ephraim. It goes what? Goes to the daughter, and then it goes to who?
Yeah.
Goes to him. The Rambam's trying to highlight that. So it works l'shitoso. Please get that nekuda down. The very next halacha, he says that the Rambam gets the knas. The knas the father gets because of kol shvach n'urim shalom. He wants to highlight that it shoots from the what? The daughter to the father. That's why you call it motive and mix us. Okay? Oh. Based on this, guys, I want to posit the following kasha. We had four ways to learn yesterday in the Rishonim, correct? What were the four ways to learn yesterday in the Rishonim? We don't need to go all the four ways, but I just want to Rashi. What did Rashi learn yesterday? That the whole Gemara was trying to look for what? How do you know a father has the ability to marry off his daughter, correct? Remember that's the way Rashi learned it? How does a father have the ability to marry off his daughter when she's a what? Nara. Excellent, Yonah. When she's a Nara. Excellent. That Rashi says, lock, stock, and barrel. The whole sugya is, how do you know a father has the ability to kaddish a Nara? So what's the Gemara say at the end of the day? Read the Lashon to Gemara. David, look, guys, look inside. Ella, always bring the Gemara, even if we're doing some Chazara, because usually we can look at Ella. Look at Ella Mistabra. Go ahead. Avi, look on with Yaakov. Just Ella Mistabra. Oh, you got it? Go ahead. Ella Mistabra. When we're excluding what? Exits. An exit that is similar. So therefore, the exit of a daughter is similar to Yetziyah Amma Ivriya. That what? When the Amma Ivriya goes free with maturity, the master gets no money. But when the daughter goes to the Kedushin from her father, the Chassan, who gets the money? Who gets the money? There is money. The father gets the money. Yetziyah de Kavase Kamamayit. You follow me? Yetziyah Kavase Kamamayit. That's why we know Vyatzachinim Ein Kasav is telling me what? What is Vyatzachinim Ein Kasav telling me? That who gets the money? Who gets the money, guys? The father gets the money. Exactly. Now, did the Gemara really answer the question, though, according to Rashi? What was the whole point of Rashi? What did Rashi learn the whole Gemara? How do we know that what? How do we know that a father has the ability to marry off his daughter when she's a Nara? How does that Pusik tell me that? All that Pusik tells me was that the money goes to the father. But how do you know he has the right to Mekadosh her? Please get this down. You follow what I'm asking? According to Rashi, the whole point of this Gemara was, how do you know the father can marry off his daughter as a Nara, and what goes with that? Then not only can he marry her off as a Nara, but he also gets the what? He also gets the money. All this Pusik is telling me is that what? That the money goes to who? The father. Where does it tell me that what? That the father has the right to marry her off. There's two Nakudas, the right to marry her off and the money going to where? Ella, do you follow me? Tosis and Ksubis and Memvavim Beis ask this kasha. Where do you see from the Gemara? It's possible that the Pusik is telling me the father gets the money, but who's marrying her off? She herself. Where do you see from this Pusik that she has the ability to marry her, that the father has the ability to marry her off? Avi, you follow me? That's Tosis Kasha. Please get it down. Tosis and Ksubis, ask this Kasha. According to the Maskanos of Gemara, Rashi says the whole Gemara is looking for, how do you know the father has the right to marry her off? And if he has the right to marry her off, the money will go with that, will go to him. This Pusik just tells me that the money goes to him. But how do you know that she's not being Mekadosh herself? You understand what I'm saying? Tosis and Ksubis asked this Kasha. Yes. What does Rashi say the whole Gemara is trying to prove? How do you know a father has the ability to marry her off when she's a Nara? And when you have the ability to marry her off, you also get the money. Right? It goes hand in hand. Correct? This Gemara that David just read so nicely, what does it indicate to us? It indicates that the money goes to who? Father. But it doesn't indicate to us the father has the ability to marry her off. Does it? Doesn't indicate that at all. That's Tosis Kasha. You got me? Jimmy, you got it? That's Tosis Kasha. Ari, clear? How do you see from these lines of Gemara you read that the father has the right to marry her off? Maybe he only gets the money, but she was the one who was Mekadosh herself. Tosis asked this Kasha and Rashi and involved in Bezing Subas. Got it then? Oh, so what's the answer? The answer is as follows. Please get it. You know what the answer is? Tosis says as follows. Tosis writes in one line, he says, since the father gets the money, he's definitely the one that was Mekadosh her. If the father gets the money, you have to assume slam dunk that he's the one that was Mekadosh her. If he gets the money, it follows that he's the Mekadosh. So Rabbi Kivegar asks during Ksubas, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? We said earlier, it's not possible that the father's Mekadosh and the daughter gets the money. Right? That we said. That's impossible. But what is possible? What is possible? That she's Mekadosh herself. Excellent, Adam. And who gets the money? The father. That is extremely possible. So why does Tosis assume as a Dover Pashin that if the father gets the money, oh, it must be that he was the one that was Mekadosh? Why say that? What we said was impossible was, is that if the father's Mekadesh, that she gets the money. That's impossible. But to say that what? To say that she's Mekadesh herself and the father gets the money, that's extremely very possible. So why does Tosis make that supposition? So this is what I want to bring out. What I want to bring out is the following answer to that kasha. And that is that the truth is that Reb Shimon Shkop, Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, they give a similar answer, and that is the following. And this is why I wanted to bring up this contrast. David, you have to assume when a father marries off the girl.
Where Reb Shimon Shkop is it?
In the Chidushi Reb Shimon Shkop, in Ksubis Memvov. You have to assume the following. You have to assume that as soon as the money goes to the daughter, it goes directly to who? It goes directly to the father. It doesn't stop by the daughter. Because if it stops by the daughter and then goes to the father, we don't call that Kesef Kedushin. We don't call that Kesef Kedushin. That's Stam Kesef. It's done already. So what I want to bring out here is that when it comes to the Kedushi of a Ketana or a Nara, unlike we have this Machlokas Rambam Ravid, does it go directly to the father? Does it stop by the daughter and then go to the father? By Kedushi Ketana, we're going to have to say, according to Tosis, everyone holds it goes what? Yashar, 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 to who? To the father. You can't say it goes to the daughter and then it goes to the father. Because that transfer already is not called Kesef Kedusha anymore. It's Stam Money. She's already married, right? You understand what I'm saying conceptually? Once she got it, she's married. So where are you going to transfer the money to the father? You can't do that if it's Kesef. You need a Kenyan. The only thing that makes it automatic is that it's called Kedushin. Kedushin is transferred to the father. But what we're saying is that it can't stop by the daughter. You have to say that the father's been combed the daughter completely. Halacha l'maisa. You have to say that the father's been combed the daughter completely. And the stipler says that really is what emerges from the pasuk. The Yatza Chinim Ein Kasef really tells me that it goes directly to who? Goes directly to the father. It cannot stop by the daughter. That's the chiddush I want to bring out, both from Reb Shimon Shkop and from Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, halacha l'maisa. You have to say that he's Zocha the very second that she gets it. She's not makabel anything at all. Because if she gets it, then halacha l'maisa, it's not roi to what? What do we always say the uniqueness of Kesef is? Is that it's an exchange, correct? What's the exchange? It's not roi to l'chayv is abas b'tmura. Because miad, the father zoicha b'kesef. So halacha l'maisa, what you need is a kesef that's roi to m'chayv the mocher b'tmurasa. And therefore we say what? It's not yitachin the daughter mirrors herself off and the father's yiske b'kesef. Because halacha l'maisa, the kesef is not roi in mechayev the bas b'tmura. Because she didn't what? She didn't get it, halacha l'maisa. So this is what I want to bring out, halacha l'maisa. I'm going to write it down. Kedushei Ketana, what we want to say is, it's going to go what? Yashar to who? Yashar la'av. It's going to go right to the father. Unlike the Rambam that said by this, that's why we quoted this as an example. This Rambam right is an example, as opposed to what Kedushei Ketana, we're going to view to go straight to the Father. Okay, Yaakov, you got me? It's not going to stop by who? Yeah, Avi, you got me? It's not going to stop by the daughter. Because halacha l'maisa wouldn't be called what Kesef Kedusha. It goes from the daughter to the father. Why would it be transferred? Halacha l'maisa. So that's the pshat in the Tosis. That's why if he's getting the money, he's the baal bas. Done. You cannot have a scenario where what? She's marrying herself off. And then what? And then the money goes to who? The father. So that's exactly what the Gemara proves here. The Gemara proves, according to Rashi, what's the answer to the Gemara? David, what did you read the answer to the Gemara? That according to Rashi, if the father gets the money, what does that also show? That the father also what? The father is marrying her off as well. The rights of the father marry off go with the money. It's a package deal. And we assume Lomaisa can't stop by the what? Stop by the girl. That's the sheet this Rashi.
Doesn't this make it seem father sells it, then he gets the money?
What'd you say?
This makes it kind of seem like only if the father sells it, then he gets the money.
Right. Only if the father mirrors her off does he get the money. Right? We don't have a scenario where she mirrors herself off.
For an hour, I'm saying, it sounds like if she would, since she's an hour.
Well, what do we say according to Yochanan? We pass the Divya Hakal of Lohi. She can't Mekadosh herself when she's an hour. Remember? The whole point of this Gemara was to be able to have the father be able to marry her off, and what goes with that is that he gets the money as well. Okay. Very good. That's according to Rashi. Rashi, remember? Rashi. We're going like Rashi. The whole point of the Gemara is to marry her off. Yes, Ben. What do you say?
The Ravid Shita.
The Ravid Shita is that it's not going to mix us because it's the father against the what? Against the man who raped her. So there's a dispute between him and her. It's not Chayav Motiv Mixus. It's not her money. Ain't a Chayav Tashlumin. Ain't a Shalah. It's not her money. It's the father. So therefore, halacha l'maaseh, he doesn't have to take a shvuah. So we're contrasting the Rambam Shita as opposed to the way Rashi's learning here by Kedushei Ketana. Because the whole point of the Gemara was to be able to marry her off. If the whole point of the Gemara is marry her off, what goes with that is the money. You can't have a scenario where she marries herself off and the money goes to the father. Okay? It can't be. Halacha l'maaseh. She's going to marry herself and the money goes to the father? It's impossible. If he's getting the money, he is the Baal HaBas. He's the one who's marrying her off. Go straight to him and that's it. Done. Because it can't go from her to him. Then already that's not called Kesef Kedushin. The second she gets it, she's married. So why would you transfer that to the father? Okay, we got that, Clor? Okay? All right. This leads us to the next Nakuda. And then we got to what? Then we got to do the Chazara questions. Okay, let's get it. I gave you the Shitas Arambam, which I wanted you to look up. And the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. What does the Rambam say in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph? Halacha L'maaseh. What does he say? He distinguishes, and let's get it down, between a Nara and a Ketana. What's the distinction that he makes? He writes the following language, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Aleph. Ha'av Nekadosh Esbito, Shalo L'daita, Kolzman Shi Ketana. What's the language of the Rambam, Yosef? The Rambam says when it talks about a father, what does he say? He says the father's Mekadosh Bito when she's a Ketana. Then he adds on that the Nara is Reshusa Biyado. What does Reshusa Biyado mean? He has a heter to marry her off. Mashma from the Ketana, he's the Baal HaBas. When it comes to a Nara, he just says you have Reshus. So what comes out is the following according to the Rambam. This is what the Sefer Bad Kodesh points out at Simon Ches, the great Goyim. Says the Bad Kodesh, the following Kiddush. You know what he says? He says there's a big difference between a Ketana and a Nara. When it comes to a Ketana, the father's in charge, lock, stock, and barrel. When it comes to a Nara, he has koach to Mekadosher. He has koach to Mekadosher. That's why he says Reshus Biyada. So when it comes to the Halacha of Kiddushin, Halacha l'maaseh, the Ketana has no das. So therefore the father's totally in charge. Where a Nara has das, so therefore the Rambam only writes that he has what? He has reshus. You follow me? What about when it comes to a get? What about when it comes to a get? What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Gerush, and I gave it Pirek Beis Halacha Yirches? The Rambam says that a Ketana cannot get a get. But when it comes to a Nara, can she get a get? Yes. Can she get a get on her own? Yes. She can't appoint a shliach, we learned. Remember that? Yaakov, we can't appoint a shliach, but she can get a get. So at the end of the day, what I want to bring out is the following. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Kedushin that a father Zoche is biti natat elisha zeh, quotes, the Kedushin Nara. Ask the Lechem Mishnah, he quoted the wrong pasuk. What pasuk should he quote? V'yotzachinam ein kasef. So you know what the answer is? And this is what many Gedolei Achronim said, and Lechem Mishnah answers it. He says, you know what the pshat is? Es biti natat is masha, the father's the bailim and the whole ishus. He's the baal boss. The pasuk of Yotzachinim tells me that just like he has strength on what? Just like he has strength on what? He's the baal boss on the Nara, he's also the baal boss on the Ketana. Just like he's the baal boss on the Ketana, he's the baal boss on the Nara. That's what that pasuk's teaching me. So that's against the Bad Kodesh. The Bad Kodesh said, if you look at the language of the Rambam, it seems like the Ketana is a little bit, he's the Baal HaBas by the Ketana. By the Nara, he just says Reshus. You follow me? When it comes to, that's what the Bad Kodesh writes. But we're saying, if you look in the Lechem Mishnah, if you look in the Lechem Mishnah, Poshim Shad, Lamaisa. If you look in the Lechem Mishnah, it comes out, and this is what Rav Gusman says, Poshim Shad, the Gedolei Achronim want to be Masbir. Rav Gusman has like this as well. In Simon Hay, Anav Dalit, the great Gaon of Guzman, he says different. He says the fathers have been charged both by Ketana and Nara. So let's get this Ella. If you look in the Raman Hilchos Kedusha, which we said Hilchos Ishus, what halacha was it? Perek what? Perek Gimel Lachir Aleph. What did he say? He says when it comes to a Ketana, he has got full blown strength. When it comes to Nara, he says Rishus. He has Rishus to marry. So there's two separate halachas, says the Bat Kodesh. When it comes to the Ketana, he's totally in charge. Nara, he has permission to marry her off. No. We're saying a different mahalach with the Lechem Mishnah of Gusman. You know what that mahalach is? The Ram quotes the wrong pasuk. What does he quote? V'yatzachinim ein kasef? No, he quoted speaking the Sat of Isha Seh. He didn't quote V'yatzachinim.
What does that mean, the Ram quote?
Because the mucker, the maskanas gemara is yatzachinim ein kasef tells me the money. Why do you call biti nasati? The maskana was el mistabra. Ram can't go against the gemara.
So Lechem Mishnah saying Ram didn't say.
No, he asked the kasha. What's his answer? His answer is both psukim complement one another. As biti natati teaches me, halacha lamaisa, that what? That the father is the baal bas and the ishus. Yatzachinim tells me the schus of the nara is included in biti natati. Speaking the Sati, he could have said it's only a katana. But the Yotzachim and Kosa tells me, no, it's the same koch as a Nara. Lock, stock, and barrel is in charge of the whole thing. So according to the Rama, can a katana get a get or not? On her own? No. Can a Nara get her a get on her own? Yes. She has a yad by Gittin. When it comes to Kedushin, can a Nara get her own Kedushin? No. Divrihakal Aviv Lohi, Rabbi Yochanan. She has to know about the Kedushin. A Ketana doesn't have to know about it at all. And the halacha is that according to the second halach, we're putting out Rav Gusman with the Lechem Mishnah, the father's the Baal HaBos by everything, both by Ketana and Nara. Not like the Bad Kodesh. There was Medayik, a little bit of a difference between the two. Like by a Nara, he has Rishus. You follow me? Because a Nara has Das. Whereas a Ketana has no Das, he's the full Baal HaBos. At the end of the day, we're saying, no, there's no difference between the two. He's the Baal HaBos, lock, stock, and barrel by everything. The father.
You have to tell her when she becomes, let's say she's a Ketana and she doesn't know when she becomes.
You got to tell her, of course. So she doesn't have to know about a B'shas Kedushin. Right. You got to tell her that she shouldn't be with another man. That's correct, no doubt. But she doesn't have to know about a B'shas Kedushin. Nara has to know about it. Okay?
I'm saying,
Nara has to know about it, yo. Nara has to know. Ketana doesn't have to know about it. You got to tell her afterwards. By the way, he got married. She's got to know about it. But she doesn't have to know about Rishas Kedushin. Okay, so we're going with that second Mahalach and the Rav with Rav Gusman with the Lechem Mishnah. Avi, you follow me? That the father is the Baal HaBos. Yes? By Kedushin. If I get, the Nara can accept her own get, she can't make a Shliach. A Ketana can't even accept her own get. She has no Yad. We're going like Rabbi Yechim, Dirakal Aviv Elohi by Kedushin. By Gittin, she has a Yad. Okay? David, you got it? All right, very good. Excellent. Very, very excellent. Okay. Now we get to what? Let's get to the Chazara questions. We finished. Yes, Baruch Hashem. Okay, good. Let's go, guys. All right? Let's go to the questions. Let's go. You get them down. Let's get everything clear. Okay? We're starting the Chazara from today, from Gimel Maf, the two dots. Koi will have to Chazar another time. Okay? We didn't Chazar over that concept of Koi, I don't think. Did we? Actually, did we? I don't think we did. Okay, but let's start here. Let's go. What's the din of Rav Huna? What's halacha of Rav Huna? Rav Huna holds chuppas kaina. Excellent. Do we paskal like Rav Huna? Rav Rishonim say no. However, the Ramban claims the Rif was unsure. He had a suffix. And the Ran says it's ridiculous. The Rif never had a suffix. We for sure don't paskal Rav Huna. The only Rishon that had a suffix, said the Ran, was who? Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay, we got it clear? Yes? Everyone got that? Avi, you got it down? Should I go over one again? What is the din of Rav Huna? Rav Huna says chuppas kona. Okay? Do we paskin like Rav Huna? That's all part of one. So Rav Rishonim say we don't paskin like Rav Huna. We don't lahalacha. However, the Ramban claimed the Rif was unsure. Maybe we do. And the Ran said it's ridiculous. The Rif never was mistopic. The only Rishon that was mistopic was Rabbi Chananel. Okay. We mentioned what chuppah was, right? We have the five shittas. We did that last time. Right? Five shittas are what? Chuppas yichud according to the Rambam? Ran, bring her into your shus. Yushalmi, Bedekin, fourth shita, stand under the chuppah, mamish with her, and what's fifth? Stand under the chuppah, sheva brachas, and eat. Okay, that's number one. Two, how was the Pnei Yeshua Masber Rashi? What did Rashi say, first of all? That the father gave her over. Remember that? The father gave her over, gave over his daughter to the chuppah. So we said, what do you have to say that for? Just say a regular case. You have an adult man, adult woman under a chuppah. What does Rashi stand on the sand and say the father gives over his daughter for chuppah to be mazber of Huna? I mean, Rabbi Nishalon, just say poshut. The Makna and the Pnei Yeshua both asked this kasha. Okay? You remember that kasha? The Makna and the Pnei Yeshua both asked this kasha. What did the Pnei Yeshua answer? Pnei Yeshua said, well, chuppah comes from what pasuk? Espiti nasati le'ish hazeh. Since that pasuk is talking about the father being the kadosher, so Rashi says, we're talking about a case where the daughter is under her rishus, so we give her over to chuppah. Because the makor of chuppah in the Torah is from where? What's the makor of chuppah mina Torah? From this pasuk, espiti nasati. So Rashi says, well, if that's the makor of chuppah, and it's talking about a father giving her over for kedushin, so the father also gives her over for chuppah, just fills in the blank. Now, don't get me wrong. Why does Rav Huna say, chuppah's kona? Why does he say chuppah's kona? Magically? Kavachomer. What was the kavachomer? Excellent. That my kedushin what? That what? Remember that? On Hayamid Aleph? That my kedushin that what? Just like kedushin is what? Kesef is not, does not allow her to eat truma if she's a Kohen's wife, but it does allow her to get married. Kinyan kedushin, chuppah, which allows her to eat truma, much more so should it work for kedushin. Okay? Remember we said that? Okay, that was Rav Huna's kavachomer. We said you always got to look up things, right? You always got to look it up. Rav Huppa says, Kona, what did the Gemara say? What's the Kavachom? I don't know. Well, I'm on Gimel Lamed Aleph. Okay, I know you're on Gimel Lamed Aleph. But we got to know what? We got to know Shas, right? Hey, I'm an Aleph. Kona Kavachom. Okay, Adam, you got me? Let's go. Kona Kavachom. All right, you got it? Chlor, Adam? Okay, good. So that answers number two. We said that, before we go on to number three, I just want to point out that was against the Ran. The Ran said the Huppa came from the Pasuk in Beis Isha Nadar. Okay, maybe the Ram is only according to see the chuppah is achnas and rishus, but the whole chuppah is yichud. You can't learn from ish nadara. You have to learn from this pasuk as piti nasati. Okay, that's number two. Three. How did the Machna masber Rashi? Unbelievable. What the Machna say? Beautiful pshat. He said, you know, if you hold chuppah is yichud, like who shita is chuppah is yichud? Ezra, Ramba, the yichud. Now let me ask you a question. When they go into yichud room. Maybe they had bia together. Maybe they had bia together. So even if the old chuppah is not kona, maybe they had bia. Maybe it was bowler, and that's what was shame kedushin. That's why Rashi says that she's under the reshus of her father. The father gave her over for what? What do we say, Simi? L'shem kedushin v'lo la what? V'lo la bia. He gave her over l'shem kedushin. The chuppah should be the kedushin, not the bia. So if you distill it down, she only could be married with a chuppah. Because you couldn't be, even if they had bia, he said he specifically wants the kedushin, the father, to be only what? To be only chuppah, not bia. The father didn't give her over l'shem kedushin of what? Of chuppah. Of bia. So therefore, she's not able to mekadosh herself. So Rashi gave you a scenario that the only thing that could create the kinyan kedushin is the chuppah. That's it. Beautiful pshat. Yeah, the father's mirroring over, gives over the girl for chuppah. But what should be the kedushin? The chuppah. Maybe they had bia, they're all alone. Maybe the bia was the shem kedushin. He said, no, I'm only masking the bia should be what? I'm only masking the chuppah should be the thing, the kedushin. So she can't makadosh herself. She's a katana. So Rashi wanted to give you an example that the only scenario where they got married, where the kedushin was consummated, was through a chuppah. And not through what? Something else. She couldn't do it herself. She's a katana. She couldn't do it through what? Through bia, because why? The father said he didn't want the bia to be the kedushin. He wanted the chuppah to be the kedushin. That's why Rashi gave you that scenario. He couldn't give you an adult man and an adult woman, because then you always have the possibility they had bia. You follow me? He creates a case where you can distill it down to only be chuppah. You got it? It's an ingenious answer. That's what the Machna says. That's three. Four. What does the Gemara say, bottom line? Legabi chalipin b'kedushin. Plain and simple. Gemara says a man cannot mekadesh a woman with chalipin. Why? Because chalipin works even with less than a shava pruta. And therefore, Rashi says, okay, well, before we get to Rashi, but therefore, poshuv shad is, halacha l'maisa, I want you to get it, is that chalipin, certainly when it's less than a shava pruta, is not a good kedushin. Most Rishonim say that since there's a track of chalipin that works less than shava pruta, then even if it's a shava pruta, it's bad. Lock, stock, and barrel. We throw out chalipin. It's bad. Because there's a track that it works less than a shava pruta. So categorically, we throw it out. Yes? There was one Rishon. Remember the Shulta Giburim said it? In the name of the Riaz? That it was good if you use a shava pruta. So I want you to get that down. In number what? In number four. There was one sheet of the Rishon, the Riaz, that said it was good if you use a shava pruta. The Taisus Rid. Call it the Taisus Rid. Allah Chalamaisa. Let's call it the Taisus Rid. Okay? That if you gave her chalipin shava pruta, it was a good kedushin. That's a collector's item, that shita. Rove of the Rishonim say it's not acceptable, lock, stock, and barrel. Okay, you got it? That's in number three. Because that's in number four. What I said in number four is, Adam, that chalipin works less than shava pruta. So Rove Rishonim said the whole category is bad, even if you use a shava pruta. Except for the Taisus Rid. Taisa Rid says if you use a Shamarput, it's going to be good. Okay, then answers number what? 4, 5, let's go. How did Rashi Masber the Gemara? You got it? Let's get it. Number 5, Simi. Let's get it down. Rashi puts the element of Ganai in there, Yonah. Ezra, you got me? Let's write it down. Number 5, Ganai. That there's a subjectivity element that she's embarrassed. And because she's embarrassed, you're using a kinyan that's less than a Shavapruta, we throw the whole thing out. Even to use a Shavapruta. How dare you use a mechanism that works less than a Shavapruta? It's embarrassment, the woman says. She's embarrassed by the husband. So the whole thing goes up in smoke. Okay? Even if you use a Shavapruta, it's a Ganaihu law. Rashi says explicitly, even if you use a Shavapruta, it's bad. Halacha lamaaseh, you have to use the proper lashon of kedushin. You know, chalipin is bad. Lock, stock, and barrel. That's 5. 6. What were the 4 kashas of Taisus? What were the 2 other kashas of the Rishonim on Rashi? Let's go. Let's get it. Number 6. Number 1. What's the first kasha? Let's say you have a Sadekis who extends her hand. She wants less than a Shavar Pruta. That should be good. We know it's not good. Once you throw in a subjectivity element, if it's less than a Shavar Pruta, you have a Sadekis, it should be good. That's number 1 kasha. Number 2. Second kasha. What does the Gemara say in Daf Yud Aleph? Beis Shammai says you need, well, how much, what's the shear of money for Kedusha?
Yeah.
Dinar. What's Reb Zeira saying in Yud Aleph? Because women are what? Makbet on themselves. You got to reach at least a dinar. So what did the Gemara ask over there? The daughters of Rav Yanai. They're sadekuses. They're princesses. You need hundreds of dollars. Why doesn't the Gemara ask that same kasha here? Why doesn't it say the same thing here? I mean, it shouldn't be enough of Pruta. Gemara should say the same thing here. Allah Lamais. Gemara should ask that same kasha. Mechatesa that a Pruta should be enough. If you throw in that element of subjectivity, I mean, it could go either way. First kasha is a sadekis less. Second kasha is a princess. Should never be enough. A Pruta. Ezra, you got me? Okay. Third kasha. What's the third kasha? Third kasha is you throw in the element of what can I. That means chalipin is bad, Avi, yes?
Yeah.
Only chalipin. Mashma, every other kinyan should be good. Even a what? Even a chazaka should be good. If you're comparing it to a sada, all the kinyan that work by a sada should work by a woman. Because ganai boxes in chalipin. Number 4. Fourth kasha. Why does Gemara look for a mucker for star? That it's on ham and alpha. We learn that from a vayeli yitzida. Forget about it. You know why star condition is good? Because it's good to buy a field. Anything that's good by a field is good for a woman. Because the only thing that's bad is chalipin. Because it has an element of what? Subjectivity. That's just going to eye for her. Those are the 4 kashas Rashi asks on Taisus. We added 2 more. You remember? 2 more kashas from other Rishonim. What were they? Halacha lamaisa. We had 4 kashas. Then we added 2 more. Okay? Remember what the 2 more were? Very interesting. Halacha lamaisa. Oh, we said like this. We said the following. The Ramban, Ritva, they asked this kasha. Halacha lamaisa. And the kasha is that why does the Gemara learn out Kinyani Isha from Kinyani Sada, the limit of Kicha Kichim is Te'efron, is just telling me that what? That Kicha that's by Kedushin is Kesef. That's all. Kicha by Kedushin is Kesef. So you can only learn Kesef works by Kedushin. Why does the Gemara, according to Rashi, come out and say Shar Kinyane Sodeh? Like Halipin Lamaisa would be what would be good? Halacha Lamaisa. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara, the Pashup Shah, why does the Gemara say, oh, Kinyane Isha? You can learn from what? Kinyane Sodeh. All the Gemara said is that Kicha is Kesef for Kedushin. That's all it told me. That's all the limit of Stay Ephron tells me. Doesn't tell me that what? Kinyane Isha or Kinyane Sodeh. When Rashi puts in this element of Ganai, Lamaisa, it's very what? It sets up a scenario that all the other kinyanim what? All the other kinyanim can be learned by women. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says that Kesef Kedushin is good, and that's it. Halacha Lamaisa. So the Gemara doesn't read well according to Rashi. Once you throw in this element of Ganai, Lamaisa, the Gemara's interpreted as saying what? Only Chalipin's bad, everything else is good. What do you mean? The Gemara never said everything else is good. The Gemara never said everything else is good. Not at all. The Gemara just said what? The Gemara just said that what? Kesef is good. Kesef, I saw it. Never said all kinyanim in the world. Not my Gemara. It said, the only thing that was good was kesef. That's it. Okay, Ben, you got me? That was the fifth kashi. You follow me on that? Yeah, in other words, once you throw in the element of subjectivity of Gnai, that Mashmah Khalibin's bad, but everything else is good. And that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara never said that. The Gemara just said Kesef is good. That's it. Kicha, Kicha is Kesef Kedushin. And number six, the sixth kasha is, Rashi says in the Maskana, it's a Gnai, Lamaisa. Rashi says in it's a Gnai. What are you talking about, a Gnai? What's a Gnai? Less than a Shavaprut is a Gnai. A Shavaprut is not a Gnai. Don't give me this business. Oh, the mechanism that you used is very embarrassing because it's less than a Shavaprutta. So therefore, even a Shavaprutta should be at. Come on. Is the Shavaprutta embarrassing? No, it's not. Let it be good then. Rashi said, if you can use a mechanism that works less than a Shavaprutta, the whole thing you got to get rid of. Why do you have to get rid of the whole thing? Just get rid of the track of Pups with Shavaprutta. Remember we said that? That's the six kashas, okay? It's a very, very legitimate kasha. Excellent, guys. Okay, very good. That was the kashas we had. The six kashas was those two were added on the Rashba, the Ramban. Okay, Victor. That answers number what?
Six, seven.
What was the mahalach of the Rashba pshat and Rashi? What was the mahalach of the Rashba? The Rashba never said for Rashi himself. He never said I'm saying this for Rashi, but we said it fits in beautifully, and it runs as follows. According to the Rashba basically says, Al Pidin, Halach Lamaisa, that Chalipin is bad because of a Gnai. Chalipin is bad because it's a Gnai, because it's Pachas Mi Pruta. But a Pruta is not a Gnai. You know why it's bad? Why is Chalipin bad? Because we pass like the Manamer, you get the handkerchief back. So it's a joke. You Makadashu with the handkerchief, then you get it back? The whole din of Chalipin is what? Is weak in that sense. Therefore, there's no way you can Makadash her. She's not Kof for the Kli. El Bedino. It works less than the Shavaprutas. The whole thing is, the whole Kinin's not Choshev. You know why the Kinin's not Choshev? David, why is the Kinin not Choshev? Because the handkerchief always goes back. So even if you use a Shavaprut, it's bad. But at the end of the day, we said according to the Rashba, Halacha L'maisa, the din of what? The Gzereshav of Kicha Kicha doesn't teach me that Kinyani Ish is Kinyani Sada. It's only limited to Kesef. That's all. Some of the Kinyanim that work by Sada work by Kedushin. Not all. Not all at all. Okay? So therefore, Halach L'maisa, according to the Rashba, he introduced this theory that a Kinyan Chalipin is weak, Yonah, because it goes back. So therefore, even if you use a Shavaprut, it's bad. Okay? And therefore, L'maisa, we limit the connection to Sada only by what? Kesef. Not all the Kinyanim are good. So we said, according to the Rashba did not write explicitly whether Khalip is Mitam Kesef or not. He did not write it explicitly. So we don't know according to Rashba. We just know Rashba gave a mahalach, and his mahalach would answer Rashi. And he answers all the kashas, they fall like a domino. Okay? Allah lamais. They fall like a domino. There's a new theory why it's bad, even with the Shavaprutta. Okay? And if the woman what? The woman accepts it less than the Shavaprutta, forget it, forget about it. What'd we say? How does it answer the first kasha? Batla daito? What's batla daito etzol? Kol adam. Remember the Anshei Hutzal you asked me? The guys are carrying on the baskets? They're experts at it. They're still putter from carrying because 190% of the people can't carry it like that. So don't give me the Sedeka spokesman Shavaprutta. She's batla daito etzol kol adam. Okay? And the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask it over here about Beishama is because why?
What about Rav Yanai?
Why doesn't it ask it about Bonsid Rav Yanai? Halacha l'maaseh because why? Because that concept is what? Falkas Mishavar put this bottle that's a kolodim. But that's a very possible, Lomaisa. It is possible. Remember we said it was Nikar?
You think there's more people who are...
Yeah, there's more people. That's what we said. There's more people, we said. There's more people, Halacha Lomaisa. Falkas Medina, there is a chelik of people that are what? Are not makbid. Therefore, lo botla daitim. Falkas Medina. You know, there are women that are what? That are makbid, but here you're not makbid. Pulse me pruta. That's mamish out the window. Okay, we limit it only to what? To kesef. We don't apply off of zakas. Remember that. So it answers really all the kashas very beautifully. And star lamaisa. Star's one of the things that are good. Halacha lamaisa. Star. We only limit it to kesef. We need a new marker for star. Okay, that answers number one, seven, eight. What was the mahalach of the Ran according to Rashi? Let's get it down. Get it down. Chalipin is b'tam kesef according to the Ran. Chalipin is mitam kesef. The Ran says Chalipin is mitam kesef, according to Rashi, Lamaskana. Still doesn't work by a woman, because why? It's not included in the kicha. Kicha lamaisa is what? It's a gnai, and therefore what? Chalipin is bad. Kicha does not include chalipin. Done. Kicha only includes kesef, and that's it. Halacha lamaisa. Chalipin's midin kesef, so why shouldn't it work? Because chalipin has the element of gnai, so throw it out. But at the end of the day, chalipin is mitam kesef, but it has an element of gnai, so that's how we throw it out. That was the difference between the Ran and the Rosh. But the Ran wrote explicitly, chalipin is mitam kesef. If you go like that, also it's going to answer all the kashas too as well. Okay. That answers with the same answer, butla datet kolonim. Remember we said that? Butla datet kolonim. Okay. Remember we said istinus? Remember, you know, istinus? A guy's an istinus, he can bathe during a velus. Istinus. What do you mean? Istinus, isn't that a minority? People know it's a strong minority. You don't say butla datet kolonim, it's a strong minority. Okay? It's a strong minority, you don't say butla datet. It's a weak minority, then you say butla datet kolonim. Okay, let's see nine. What's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam legabi chalipin? I had a chiddush lemais. I said over the Rav Sobolowski shlita lemais. Okay, so what's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? I'll tell you the chiddush. What's the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam? Excellent. Chalipin cannot work. Chalipin can work by a goy. Can chalipin lemais? That's later. Let's go with number nine. What is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam in our Gemara? According to Rabbeinu Tam, chalipin is not mitam kesef. It's a new kinyan. How does he learn the Gemara? How does he learn the Gemara? When the Gemara said chalipin should be good for kedushin, what type of chalipin? Only if it's a shava pruta. Only a shava pruta, Yaakov. What's the Gemara's answer? That since chalipin has another track that can work possibly shava pruta, both are slugged up. Both get slugged up. That's how Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara. But chalipin is lav mitam kesef. We called it a kinyan acher. But when the Gemara asked the kasha, the Gemara was only challenging what should be good. Only shava pruta. The Gemara wasn't saying even pachas shava pruta. Only shava pruta. And the Gemara says even that's bad because there's a track of chalipin that's less than shava pruta. Okay, but the ikar of the Rabbeinu Tam says chalipin is lav mitam kesef, and the kasha of the Gemara was only chalipin that is only a shava pruta should be good. The Gemara slugs it up and says no, chalipin works less than shava pruta. So even the track of shava pruta is bad. That's nine, ten. What did the Rabban the Ritva say according to the Girsa Rabbeinu Tam? What was the Girsa Rabbeinu Tam? He took out the word nafsha. Lo mekanya nafsha. That was Rashi's Girsa. The word nafsha was taken out according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? He took it out. She's not able to mekadesh less than the shavu pruta. So what does the Rabban and the Ritva say? They say an amazing shot. I want you to get it. They want to say... according to the Havamina, what was the pshat? According to Havamina, what were we trying to say? It was a good kedushin. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what did we say, Tosus? What was Tosus' pshat according to Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by Tosus. Tosus' pshat Rabbeinu Tam was what? That the Gemara's only challenge of the kedushin should be good if the kli was a shavar pruta. Yes? What did the Gemara answer? That since chalipin's good less than a shavar pruta, the whole thing is thrown out. You know what the Rabban the Ritva say? The Havamina and the Gemara, she should be mirrored even with less than a Shavu Pruta. That's a very radical Havamina. That Chalipin should be good for Kedushin even if it was less than a Shavu Pruta, we said. Amazing. What does the Gemara answer? No, of course not. Since it is less than a Shavu Pruta, throw the whole thing out. But the Gemara had a Havamina. Ari, I want you to get that, Yaakov. I want you to get that. The Gemara had a Havamina according to the Rabban of the Ritva that even less than a Shavu Pruta shouldn't be a good Kedushin because it's Chalipin. Then the Gemara says, no, it's not good. See, according to Rabbeinu Tulsa's version of Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara never had such a Havamina. The Gemara never had such a Havamina that Pulsa Mishavu Pruta should be good for Kedushin. Never. The Gemara's Havamina was a Kli, was a Shavu Pruta. That's it. Okay, we got it? Okay, good. That answers 10. So, Lamaisa, when I wrote 9 down, I want you to know what is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Lafi Tulsa's. Add that in, Lafi Tulsa's. Rabbeinu Tam's version, according to Tulsa's presentation of Rabbeinu Tam. And then I wrote in 10, what is the Rabban Ritva's version of Rabbeinu Tam? So that we wrote, I just want you to add number 9, Tosis' version of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? All right, let's go. 11, what's the kavanah of chazaka by a woman? Chazaka by a woman? What do? You lift her up? You want to show you've been, what's it called when you're like this?
Bench pressing,
right. What is it called? And a strong guy, you know, the muscles. Isn't there a word for it? Bodybuilder, yeah, he's a bodybuilder. You know what? It's a bodybuilder, yeah, bodybuilder. So at the chuppah, what does he do? He wants to, he lifts her up. He lifts her up. Is that what chazak is? No one said that, okay? No one said that. No one said it meant chazakah. Maybe one would have thought that. But let's say, what is the kavanah of chazakah by Isha? So we had a few possibilities. One possibility is certain malachas that a wife has to do for a husband. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, maybe those are the malachas that she has to do, and maybe that's what we're referring to. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's one possibility we said. That was the Yad Dovin and the Elish HaShachar, Rav Steinman, the great Kohen Shlita. The only problem we have with that is that when do those malachas kick in, though, that she's got to do for her husband? Only at Nisuin, not at the time of Kedushin. Okay, so we had a problem with that pshat, plus the fact that was only Takanas Chachamim, we said. Okay? Those only at Takanas Chachamim. But nonetheless, that was the first pshat we had. The second pshat we said from the Dvar Shmuel was that you have a right to have beer with her. That's what a chazak is. You have a right to have beer with her. You have a right to have beer with her. That's what we said is a possibility, Lamaisa. You have a right to have beer with her. Okay? The right to have beer with her. That's what we wanted to say. Okay, that's what the Shittus, that is what David Parvarsky wants to say. Halacha l'maisa, you have a right to, you're bringing her into your house. You're bringing her into your house and you have a right to have beer with her. That's what we wanted to say the pshat was. Okay? So that was the second possibility we said, what a chazaka by a woman. Okay? So that's what you can envision. You know, because we said chazaka by an Eved Kenani is what? That he brings your towels and your clothes to the bathhouse. You know, you demonstratively he's doing something of subservience. A woman never has to do that for a husband. She has to do other malachas, whatever the case might be. Other malachas, you know, making the bed, things of that sort, halacha. That's in the Mishnah. I don't know about this day and age. This day and age, lemaisa, okay? But that's what it says in the Mishnah. Maybe it applies also in this day and age. Why not? Okay, but you shouldn't be a guy that you're forcing. You shouldn't force her, lemaisa, okay? She doesn't have to, but lemaisa. That's what the Mishnah says in Tu Samachalam. Certain malachas that a woman does when they get married, okay? And certain things a husband has to do for the woman, okay? But it's hard to imagine that this is what Chazak was, because that only kicks in the Suin, and it's only Takanas Chachamim. So the other possibility we're saying is he brings her into the Shus, and he has a right to have beer. That's what the second. We combined the two together. You could say it's 2-3. The right to have beer, and also bring her into your Rishus. Okay. That answers number 11, 12. Why is it not good, Taka? Why is Chazakah not good? Why is Chazakah not good at the end of the day? Okay? So, you could always say that, listen, until you give me a makor, it's not good. Kesef has a makor. Shtar has a makor. Bia has a makor. If you don't have a makor, it's not good. That you can always say. And that's one of the svaras we said for Chalipin at the end of the day, according to Rabbeinu Tam. One second, Fry. But we said a little bit more of a lumdus, and I want you to get it. The reason why we said chazaka doesn't work by a woman, because it's not shaycha chazaka by a woman, because she's not chattel. That's what the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva said. You don't kona her body. You have a kinyan, there's no goof, her goof is not nikin labal, kinyan moment. You don't, she's not like chattel. Now, we said that's against the Taisin Ksuba, Sada Shabal, and against the Rana Kedushin Daf Lamed, that she's mafka herself, that Agarav Agon Rav David Lifshitz said the Ran two lines later was Chozobo. Remember, we have his picture in the wall in our share room? Remember, I pointed to the, we're causing that too as well, right? We're causing that, we pointed to his picture, right? He said two lines later, the Ran was Chozobo from that line. But nonetheless, you can answer that it's not Shayach Halach Lamaisa to have a Chazaka by a woman.
It's not so
Bukhah.
I looked up that there's a rush. It's just regarding one specific case of like.
Tyson Ksubas.
Yeah,
Tyson Ksubas.
It's not.
It is. It is Bukhah. Sada Shobal. Sada Shobal.
What's the case?
Okay, but Rav Gusman interpreted like we said.
What's the case talking about?
I understand that. It's talking about the Stapcha Sadeu.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but the express. I understand, but Tyson's might be. Rav Gusman said he calls her a field of the Baal. He calls her a field of the Baal. Okay. All right, that's number what? That's number 12. 13, what was the mahalak that we added on to this? Please get this about Chazaka Isha. We added on the following. We said, one second. We said, this is quite difficult because I don't understand. Isn't there a Chazaka by a what? You want to tell me there's no Chazaka by a woman? Isn't there a Chazaka by an Eved Kenani? Before he goes to mikveh, you don't have a kinyan guf in him. And we said, that's still good. How do I buy a Kenani? I can buy him through Chazaka. How do I buy an Eved Kenani? I can buy him through Chazaka. He didn't go to mikveh yet. There's no kinyan guf on him. So what's the answer? The answer is that potentially it will have a kinyan guf. Potentially when he goes to mikvah, his guf will be konui to me. So that's why the chazak works now. At the end of the day, a woman never is guf konui to you. Ever. So that's the answer, Lamaisa. That's the answer that the Rashba gives. Now, Rabbi Chanan asked Akasha, we said, please get it. When you rent something, what's the din? When you rent a piece of a real estate, parking lot in Manhattan, can you kona the rent? Can you kona the ability to rent the field with a chazaka? Yes. That doesn't last forever. It's not a kin naguf. What's the answer? A woman, there's no possibility, says Rabbi Chanan. There's absolutely no possibility at all that you ever can be kona a kin naguf. Kark, if you don't rent it, you can be kona the object. Forever. So there is a possibility. So that's why chazaka works, even on rentals. Whereas a woman, no matter what you do, you're never going to be koner. That's why chazaka never works by a woman. That was the chiddush we wanted to tie in it. Halacha lamais. Remember we also point out that Yushalmi, uvala v'lo chazaka. You remember that? The Yushalmi had a drush that said, uvala v'lo chazaka. Be as good, but not chazaka. It's interesting. The Bavli never made that drusha. The drusha said, the Bavli sent testimony, said, uvala is an Am Yivri, is not acquired through an Adam, through Bia. The Bavli had a different drusha, uvala. But the Yushalmi's drasha, please get it down, Yona. It was uvala v'lo b'chazaka. Okay? We mentioned that Yushalmi. Yushalmi is explicitly that a chazaka is not good by a woman. It says uvala v'lo b'chazaka. The Bavli didn't have that drasha. So we came up with svaras why chazaka is not good by a woman. Okay? And that's what it is. You don't have a kin naguf. Okay, that's, and it's against that Taisus and Ksuvus and the Ran and the Dharma. I hear what you're saying, Ephraim, but Rav Gusman read the Taisus like that. She saw the Shabbat. Okay, that's number 13, 14.
Also, it's a different point, but there are shitas that say that Skiris is kin naguf like for those days.
But at the end of the day, Lamais, it's not a kin naguf because it's temporary. That's a pshat. Okay?
Okay, that's not what other shitas.
I understand, but I'm saying a pisvara, since it's not permanent, it's very hard to say she's a svara.
Doesn't matter.
The woman's permanent. The Evakai is permanent.
You can have a kinyan aguf on the tatzlid for Al-Banas Lashir.
Okay. I hear you, but schiris, what I mean to say is you don't have the ability to sell it. No one says you can sell it. You don't have the title to sell it.
There's some tenayim, because there's tenayim in this.
I understand, but you can't sell it. So the fact you can't sell it doesn't give you full title. Okay. That's 13, 14. What's the machlokes in Rishon Rangali Chalip in Kanyam Edin Kesef? Plain and simple. Plain and simple. What's the machlokes? The Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, and the Ritva say Chalipin is a new Kenyan. It's not Midin Kesef. The Ran said Pshat and Rashi, it is Midin Kesef. And this comes to the fore with the Machlokes Rambam Raivin by Evi Knaini. It's Machlokes Rambam Raivin by Evi Knaini. Can you Mishachar Evi Knaini with Chalipin or not? You own an Evi Knaini. Can you free him with Chalipin or not? The Rambam says you cannot. Perakei Alecha Gimel and Halachos Avadim. So you see the Chalipin is not Mitam what? You see Chalipin is not Mitam Kesef. The Ravid says you can. Chalipin is mitam kesef. So Lomai said that's kufa to machloikis. Then we pointed out that our Rabbeinu Tam quoted our Rabbeinu Tam chalipin is not mitam kesef, but there's another quote of Rabbeinu Tam by the Russian Gittin that chalipin is mitam kesef. Steer the Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the answer? What's the answer? We said chalipin is mitam kesef when it's what? Shava b'shava. Barter is like kesef. But Kenyan suitor, the handkerchief for the mansion for $1 million. That's chalipin la mitam kesef. Remember, there are two types of chalipin: shava b'shava and what suitor. So, if you want to, you have one Rabbeinu Tam quote the Russian Gittin says he's mitam kesef. That's shava b'shava, maybe. However, when he says by us that chalip is not mitam kesef, that's kinin suitor. You got me? You know, shava b'shava is barter. You know, oranges and pears, the same value. Okay, you got me? That's how we solve the steer in the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, that's 14. 15. What are the two tracks in Kini Chalip and according to Rabbeinu Tam? Give nafke minis. Exactly what I just said. Maslulim means tracks, guys. Two tracks. Please get it. Shava b'shava is one track. What's the other track? Kenyan suitor. And where does it come from? Two different makoros. Two different makoros. Unbelievable. Shava b'shava is barter. The other one is Kenyan suitor. What are the two makoros? Okay? We said that it fits in beautiful. What are the two makoros? You remember? What has there been a time in the Sanhedrin, in Bab Metzia, Mem Chesem Beis? Please get it. What is the word chalipin? What does the word chalipin come from? Tmuru. That's shava b'shava. What is Lakaim called davar? Suter. Poskin Rus, guys. Divide up the Poskin Rus. Tamura is chalipin, lekayim kol davar is suitor. Again, tamura is shava b'shava, chalipin, And suitor is what? Lakaim called over. That's Ravino Tam's theory. And what's the nafkamina between the two? What's the nafkamina? Shavu Mishav works for fruit. Barter. My example is a good example. Pears and oranges. I didn't even think of that. It comes out pears. Whereas suitor is what? Only Kalim. Only Kalim. It's a good nafkamina, guys. It's a good nafkamina. Halach lamaisa. Another nafkamina, let's just mention. You ready? Another nafkamina? What's another nafkamina? Onoah. Shav, chalip and shav b'shava, there's no onoah. Overcharging. Only by suitor is there overcharging. Because by shav b'shava, it's a chalafa. It's a swap. It's not a mechira. Overcharging is only necessary by mechira selling. So it's a, there's a chumra nakula. Shav b'shava, there's no isser of onoah. Where a suitor, there is. However, when it comes to Paris, shav b'shava is good to Paris. Suder is only what could be Caleb. Okay? Actually, it's a kula. Shav b'shava is a kula in both. It's more expanded scope. Suder is limited. It's only a kli, halacha l'maisa, and it also has an Israel no. Okay. That answers number 15. You own a klor? You got it? You got the two nafkaminas? Okay, 16. Let's go. What is the mahalach of the Rav Zatzal? Legabi Kinyan Suder. Unbelievable, guys. What was the mahalach of the Rav Zatzal by Kinyan Suder? When you talk about a Kinyan, what are the three ingredients? Maisa Kinyan, Das Makta, Das Kona. Those are the three ingredients. You know how like you have food on the box, the panel? They're the ingredients. There's three, I'll have to level those. The three ingredients when you come to a Kinyan. Maisa Kinyan, Das Makta, Das Kona. Yes? What's the major nakuda in those kinyanim? The maisa, hakboi, meshiche. There's a side point. You need the willingness of the buyer and the seller. When a kinyan suitor, what's the major focal point? The das, the meeting of the minds. I give you a handkerchief and Yona gives me a mansion back. Mansion's $3 million. The handkerchief's $2. It's a joke. It's a meeting of the minds. It's symbolic. The kinyan suitor is just symbolic. That's all it is. All it is symbolic. It's a meeting of the minds. That's the uniqueness of Kinyan Suter. Yes? That's what the Rav's tremendous Chiddush is, guys. I want you to get it. Okay? I want you to get everything, Ramais. The Torah HaKadosh. Nothing like it. Okay, that's 16. 17. What are the three nafkaminas that are Novea? What does the word Novea mean? Stems from. From the Chiddush of the Rav Zatzal. Number one. What does the Ravid say? You need Adim, Lekiyumi Adover. What are Lekiyumi Adover? The Adim are essential for the matter. What do you mean they're essential for the matter? If you don't have Adim, there's no Get, there's no Kedushin. If you don't have Adim, says the Ravid, you don't have a Kinyan Suter. Because you need a high level of Das. Like in Kedushin, you need a high level of Das for a Kinyan Suter. There's no doubt. That's a Pella. Tosis and Tosis Rush say, no way. Because Dinei Mominus and the Edom are only the what? What's the phrase we call them? What's the phrase we call the Edom for Dinei Mominus? Edom the what? Livrurei Hadavar. What's Livrurei? To clarify the matter. Are they essential? If I lend a guy money and there are no Edom, does he still owe me the money? Of course. It's recommended that I get Edom. By getting the condition, the Edom are absolutely essential. Without Edom, it's nothing. So the Ravid has a stunning Chiddush that Kinyan Suter needs Edom. And it's Likuva. Because you need a high level of Das. Taisus in Samachem and Beis Bayasim, the Kedushin says, what are you talking about? He brings Rias from all over Shas. You don't need it. Taisus Rosh says, you don't even need Rias. Of course they're not essential. Dinei Mominus. No. Not according to the Rav Zatzal. The Kinyan Suter, the Kinyan Das, the Mice is essential. Okay? Because they supply the environment for a Kinyan Das. That's one Nafkamina. Number two. Second Nafkamina. It works for both areas in halacha. What does it mean, both areas? Works for kark and metatim, lekaim kol dover. It's the only kinyan that works for both. Spans both. It's the only kinyan that spans both because of a meeting of the minds. I don't care if it's real estate or movables. It works for both. And number three, a third kinyan, a third nafkamina, is according to the machlokes Rav and Levi, do you use kalim of the makna or the law of the kona? Machlokes above metziah. Between Rav and Levi, for Kinyan Suter. Kinyan Suter, like it's Rav and Levi. Right? Makes sense to use the Kona because it's a swap, the buyer. But what's the Svar of Levi, the Makna? Because the Machne, because Yonah gives me his mansion and his handkerchief. I'm so happy that Yonah gave me the handkerchief. I'm so appreciative, Yonah. I give you a hana back. And therefore, what? You're Machne me the mansion. But what did Tosas and Gittin quote Rashi saying? We don't have the Rashi on the Shas. Tosas quotes Rashi saying that even according to Levi, who says Caleb shall Machne, it also is what? Could be either or. Caleb shall Machne or Caleb shall Kona. That's what the Tosas quotes Rashi saying.
We don't have Rashi in what?
We don't have this Rashi on the Daf. Oh. Tosas quotes a Rashi that says, if you hold like Levi, you can do either or. So the Rav said, make up your mind. Aren't there rules and regulations of what you're supposed to use? Whose handkerchief? What do you mean, whichever one is fine? What's the answer? If it's a meeting of the minds, who cares? The whole point is a meeting of the minds. It's all symbolic. Who cares whose handkerchief it is? That's the pshat in the Rashi. That's what the Rav said. That answer 17. 18, give two other nafkaminas. Two other nafkaminas. I think we had more than five, but in the Chazar we only did five. Let's go on. Okay? Number 18. Came in for 18. Chai. Chai, Adi. 18. Came in for 18. Chai. But you guys, you get everything. You get everything.
Yeah.
Okay? You go over with Daniel, yeah? You say it all.
Yeah.
Number 18. What is 18? Give two other nafkaminas. What do we say? Tolkene Dibor. When it comes to Kenyan Suter, you have more than Tolkene Dibor. You have Asukin Mosuini. You're in the deal. You're in the deal. Lavdol of dolls. Okay, we're trying to be current events. You get credit for a course in the college, Torah Mata. Current events, right? We'll do a current event, right? What's his name? Trump is running, right? Say he's doing a business deal, right? The end of the hour, he says, no, he doesn't want to do the deal. What do you mean? You did the handkerchief the first minute of the deal. No. When it comes to Kenyan Suter, you have what? Asuka Mosuini. If you're still pupilling about it, and you're not 100% sure, it's not consummated until your das has been consummated. Yes, David?
So it could be forever.
Could be, not forever, but as long as the meeting's going on. Okay? Right? Whereas the other Kenyanim, what do you have? Only Tokeri Dibor. Hagba Mashiachet. The reason is because Kenyan Suter is different. Okay? You got that?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Okay. I was in a town, I had to go to, I'm in an oval, so I can't go to the hopeful weddings. I had to go to a Talmud last night in the Lakewood. He had a chuppah. So I went to the chuppah, I got a bracha. Can only go if you have do something in the chuppah. So I was driving back, I was listening to some of the debate on the radio. Okay, otherwise I wouldn't have been listening to it. So he was saying about all his business deal, his things. Okay, so I was thinking, he wanted out of the deal. Okay. So if he says a Kenyan Suter, Lamaisa, that's true. You have Asuka Mosuinian. That was the fourth Nafkamina. Number five, fifth Nafkamina. Number 18. What's the fifth Nafkamina? Even though we had more, what was Nafkamina? Dover Shalom B'Liolim. Remember that? There's Machlej Rameir and Rechachamim throughout Shas. Can you sell futures? Rameir says you can, Rechachamim says you can't.
So what?
A future. Dover Shalom B'Liolim. Something that doesn't exist. So what was the Kiddush of the Tmim Dayim? The Rivan wrote the Sefer Tmim Dayim that by a Kenyan Suter, everyone agrees it's good. Why? What's the Chisaron of Dover Shalom B'Liolim? Two possible Chisaronos. What's the first? You have no das because you don't take it seriously. It doesn't exist. But if it's a Kenyan Suter where it's the meaning of the minds, it expands it and allows it. But if you say the Chisaron of Dover Shalom B'Liolim is that it's not nifas, it's not going to take hold because it doesn't exist, then what? Then it wouldn't be correct. If you say the concern of Darvish Lomas is that it's not, people don't take it seriously, but when you use a Kenyan Suter, Ari, it means everyone's in on it. So it expands the ability or the scope of it to work. But if you say the concern of Darvish Lomas is not nifas on anything, then the svara wouldn't work. Yes, Ephraim? Real quick.
Complete halakha l'maisa.
Yes.
We both make tonight that we understand that it's a futures deal.
You can make it tonight anything you want at Dover Shalom B'Liolim. I'm talking about there's no tonight.
Yeah, so futures work.
There's no tonight. If you make it tonight, not to make it tonight. Dover Shalom B'Liolim tonight, Kayim.
Halakha l'maisa, you can...
You got to make it tonight. You got to write it down. You got to make it clear. Okay, let's just close because I don't want you guys to be late for it. We said we finish on time. Okay, we got to finish the questions. Maybe we'll finish the questions quickly tomorrow. Not quickly, we got to make sure you get everything clear. And Thursday, I want to do an Yonah Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow, I think we go Vayit. I want to just close with one halacha on Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to eat nuts on Rosh Hashanah. You know that? The Ramah says you're not allowed to eat nuts for two reasons. causes a lot of saliva, might disturb your davening. And number two, it's a gemach of chait. What's the big deal? We never mention chait on Rosh Hashanah. Do you do al chait on Rosh Hashanah? No, because Rosh Hashanah is not about us. It's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mavlechim over you. That's why some say you're not supposed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Why are you crying? You're not focusing on your chait. Two of the 10 days is devoted to make Hashem the king. You're making him the king. If you have a port in Rosh Hashanah, you don't understand what's going on in the davening, I'm making you Hashem the king. You're mamlechim. The only time you mention chait is by tashlich. And what's the point of tashlich? To make Hashem the king. Because the Gemara says in Hurrius, where did they anoint kings when they poured oil on their head? By the rivers. That it's a bracha that the king's reign should spread like rivers. Hashem's gavchus is the whole world. So it's in the context of making him the king. It's a coronation process. Being subservient to him. That's why you don't say al-chayt. That's why we don't eat nuts. Have a wonderful day, guys. Okay? Have a wonderful day. We'll continue tomorrow. Thursday, we're going to have the lunch, guys. Thursday's pizza lunch. Pizza lunch. You all right? You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. We got Daniel. I hope it's okay. I missed him. Okay, good. Proud of you. Okay, tomorrow we got to go fight. Okay? Then Thursday we'll do another restaurant. Good day, guys. Good to see you. What did you say? I can't hear you.
They're not the same gematria.
Chait and egos are? Sure they are.
Off by one.
Gematria off by one is okay. But let's figure it out, though. Let's figure it out. Chait is... Wait, what's that? Ches, tes is what? 17 plus 18.
18 verse 17.
And what is egos? Egos
is Aleph, Gimel, Vav, Zion.
Aleph, Gimel.
Four.
Vav is 10.
Zion is 17.
Yeah, okay. Oh, Gematria, that's the cloud. You know the cloud. Can be off by one. Can't be off by two, but only one. Have a good day, Art. Good to see you. Good.
Because even...
It's Baltic. It's nice and cool in here, no? No, nice and cool in here.
Egos is one less, you said?
Yeah, it's one less, but it's okay. Gematria, one's okay. Good. Good to see you. So Thursday's a lot. We'll be around in one of the rooms. I think we're going to have the lunch in here on Thursday. Okay. I think we'll have the lunch in here on Thursday. And then if someone needs a shear, we'll go to